Welcome to the Vitality Radio Podcast, your source for the truth about health, wellness, and real alternatives to drugs, surgeries, and the status quo of healthcare. Here, you'll find information that empowers you to take control of your health. But it's not just about health and wellness. It's about the politics of healthcare and protecting your health freedom. Now, here's your host, Jared St. Clair.
Hello and welcome to Vitality Radio. I'm your host each and every week, twice a week on Vitality Radio Podcast. It's good to be with you again on another episode. If you're someone who's recently found me coming from the Just Ingredients podcast, thank you. Thank you for finding me and thank you for listening. I hope that you find the type of information and education here that you're striving for and that we can be a fantastic resource for you to optimally build your own vitality through education about how to and how not to do supplements correctly. That's primarily what we focus on here, is helping people to understand how to best utilize supplements, understand what the label means, what the supplement facts panel means, how to tell if you've got a good product or a bad product, how to tell if you've got a company that you can trust or a company that you want to support or not. All of that and more here on Vitality Radio. Today's episode is a little bit of a minor throwback. For all the years I've done this, 16 plus years now, I've been doing what I call the morning rant or the vital rant. It's changed names a little bit, but it's just me ranting about something that I think you need to know about. And I haven't done a lot of ranting lately, not because there's not things to rant about. There's always things to rant about, but because I kind of felt like people weren't necessarily interested as much in that side of the show as they were in the education portion of the show. But then I realized a couple of things. One, I had at least three different listeners very recently say, hey, where are the rants? We love the rants. Do the rants some more. So we at least have a few people that I know like them. And also, I do realize that at least I make my best effort when I am ranting to make it a rant that is also educational. And today's rant definitely is that. We're going to talk about what I consider to be bogus health claims and or misleading health claims. The thing about it is, in America, if you are a food manufacturer, you are regulated by the FDA. If you are a supplement manufacturer, you are also regulated by the FDA. If you're a drug manufacturer, you're also regulated by the FDA. But they have different rules, and the food rules and the supplement rules are basically the same set of rules, but the supplement rules have an extra little restraining order on them, we'll say, known as DSHEA. At least it's part of DSHEA, which is the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. That's what it is. And that restraining order that's in there is to restrain supplement companies from telling you what their supplements can do for you to a very, very large degree. In other words, if we know clinically that, say, berberine has been shown in clinical studies to reduce blood sugar and A1C levels, and it's been shown time and time again in multiple different studies, human double-blind placebo-controlled studies, to do just that, a manufacturer cannot say anything about that on their label. If we know that berberine can help to reduce blood pressure, and we have clinical studies that show that it's as effective as lisinopril, the frontline medicine that most doctors go to for blood pressure, supplement manufacturers cannot say that because it's not a drug, and only drugs can make those claims. Now, you can decide if you think that that's reasonable or not, fair or not, or whatever, but it is the law. Now, when we go to food, it's a little different. In fact, to a large degree, whatever quote unquote claims are made about food are regulated, if I can spit it out, by the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. So let's just say you have Rice Krispies. Now, Rice Krispies are a, you know, run of the mill cereal. There are certainly, I would say, more unhealthy options, and there are certainly more healthy options, right? A regular old bowl of Rice Krispies is, it's whatever it is. And it's not, you know, artificially colored, at least the regular bowl. And there's a lot of things that aren't in there that might be in, say, a bowl of Lucky Charms or Fruit Loops or something like that. But it's not a health-promoting cereal for sure. Yet, there was a time when Rice Krispies cereal literally said on their box that it would actually improve children's health in a couple of different, well, on the Rice Krispies box specifically, it says that it now helps support your child's immunity. Now, that has been removed because FTC came after them and said, no, it doesn't. Yet they sold lots and lots of boxes before they said that. And get this, it wasn't just regular Rice Krispies. It was also the Cocoa Krispies. And it was whatever they call their rainbow colored Krispies, the ones that are kind of like the Fruity Pebbles or whatever, right? And they said, yeah, this helps to improve your child's immunity, support your child's immunity. And you know why they said that? Because it had 25% of the daily value of antioxidants and vitamins A, B, C, and E specifically. 25% per bowl of the RDA, which is already painfully low, was in the cereal. And therefore, they said, well, because of that, it supports your child's immunity. Interestingly enough, it's hard to even make that claim on a supplement with, say, elderberry in it, which has tons of clinical trials showing that it helps to support a child's immunity. But the cereal manufacturer was trying to get away with it. And they did get busted, thank goodness. They also had one for Frosted Mini Wheats. And this one is incredible. Like, way more egregious, if you ask me. Frosted Mini Wheats, clinically shown to improve kids' attentiveness by nearly 20%. Frosted Mini Wheats, clinically shown to improve kids' attentiveness by nearly 20%. Maybe it reduces hyperactivity a little bit. I'm not really sure because, you know, the sugar coma that comes with Frosted Mini Wheats in a bowl of milk. I don't know, but I can fairly safely say that, yeah, I don't think kids with ADD, ADHD are suddenly going to be model students based on the bowl of Frosted Mini Wheats they had. And FTC agrees with me on that, too. So they got busted on that one. There was another one that was fun, 7-Up. 7-Up Antioxidant, they called it. Yeah, 7-Up Antioxidant, okay? They got pulled in 2013 because for well over, I think it was 3 years, if I remember correctly. I forgot to write that in my notes. They were selling 7-Up Pomegranate and 7-Up and Cherry 7-Up as antioxidant beverages. Well, guess what? They didn't even have pomegranate or cherry in the drink at all, which you would think a consumer would look at 7-Up with pomegranate and initially say, that's not good for me. But you might also think that a less informed consumer would say, well, if I'm going to drink soda, maybe an antioxidant soda that has pomegranate in it would be a great idea, right? But that's, I mean, hopefully nobody thought that, but I imagine some people probably thought that. And certainly 7-Up was counting on people thinking that and buying their pure junk soda and, you know, hoping that it would somehow improve their health. Well, they got busted too, but not until after they'd sold it for years. And you know what? It didn't even have those juices in it. What they were claiming was exactly the same as the silly Rice Krispies claim that they'd added a couple of antioxidant vitamins, vitamin C and vitamin E, to their soda, and therefore, oh, it was an antioxidant product now. You know, ignoring the high fructose corn syrup that is horribly, terribly bad for you and oxidative to the body and all the other things, right? So my point is, food manufacturers, like every other manufacturer of every other product, are motivated to sell their thing, right? Whatever it is they're selling. I'm motivated to sell my vitamins and herbs. They're motivated to sell their cereal and soda pop and so on and so forth. That's fine. That's capitalism. That's marketing. I have no problem with that if nobody's cheating. But clearly these guys were cheating. Now, here's some interesting stuff, though. For all of the brands that get busted for these, what I would consider to be extra egregious offenses, like, you know, adding a little vitamin E to your soda pop and calling it an antioxidant, there are less egregious things going on all the time on food labels that get away scot-free, no problem. And I want to bring one to your attention. I'm going to mention one other one, but I'm going to go into a little bit more detail specifically on this one. It's called Dino Nuggets. Now, you may know a little bit about Dino Nuggets. Dino Nuggets are sold at Costco in a big box, and they're sold in boxes at every grocery store out there. They're, from what I can tell, very, very popular kids' food. And it's an interesting thing because what they're saying on their product is technically true, okay? And that's the difference. It's not technically true that you could realistically consider Rice Krispies as an immune booster or Frosted Mini Wheats as an enhancement for your child's cognitive function. I mean, it's laughable, right? But many of the claims are technically true. They're just incredibly misleading. Now, I hope that you, listening to this show, many of you are very aware of my friend Carlin at Just Ingredients, and you know better by now. But I imagine there are a lot of people still listening that are sifting through a lot of this stuff. And that's why I wanted to do this rant and empower you a little bit more with some of this information so that you can see through this stuff. I used to say all the time that one of the things that I love about Vitality Radio is I can help a consumer kind of sift through the smoke screen of marketing with all of this stuff, whether it's pharmaceutical or food or supplement or whatever. So, yummy brand from Canada, Dino Buddies. I thought they were called Dino Nuggets, but I guess they're Dino Buggies, Buddies, not Buggies. They have two different ones. They actually have a bunch, but the two main ones they sell that I've found are chicken and veggie, chicken breast nuggets, and chicken nuggets without the veggies. And this is the thing that is so hilarious to me. Well, first off, let's just read through the entire thing. 100% natural. Now, you know by now that does not mean anything. At least I hope you do. Natural is an insignificant word when it comes to packaging because there are lots of natural things that aren't good for you and things that are considered natural by the FDA that really aren't natural. And so we know that. So that's, yes, it's true, but that doesn't make it healthy, right? The next big bold claim here is no antibiotics ever from in a chicken that's raised. Well, that's just how every chicken is in America. So that's not anything special, but it does make you think that their chicken is better than other people's chicken. That's a questionable claim just because I think it's a little misleading, but they don't have antibiotics, so I guess that's good, right? No artificial ingredients, flavors, color, and or preservatives. Now, here I will say this. That's great. I do look for things that say no artificial ingredients, flavors, colors, and preservatives. There's nothing wrong with that. That's actually a good, legitimate claim. It doesn't mean it's healthy, but at least it means that we're missing some things that we don't want, right? And then they also say 700 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids per serving from, drum roll please, canola oil and flax. Now, maybe you know, maybe you don't know, the canola oil is not your friend. It is one of the kings of the nasty, gnarly, inflammatory seed oils. It is not a good food for you, but there is some naturally occurring omega-3 that is in there. And so, I guess you could put that with what we said about Rice Krispies. Not everything in a bowl of Rice Krispies is particularly harmful necessarily, but in large, it is not a health food, and it certainly doesn't increase your child's immunity. But 700 milligrams of omega-3 sounds pretty impressive. It does. But is it healthy? I would say no. And then you have made with whole grain breading. Okay, this 14 grams of whole grain, 25 grams of whole grain, or whatever. The more we learn about grain, especially the way that grain has been, for lack of a better term, bastardized in American food, or I should say North American food, since these are coming from Canada, means nothing, and that is not something to necessarily even be proud of. So we can ignore that claim as well. But this one is interesting. This one dino, he's a purple little guy next to his little green friend. He holds up a little sign, looks like a picket sign, kind of. He says, made with a quarter cup of vegetables per serving with two asterisks. Now, this is maybe what I'd like you to get out of this rant more than anything else. Asterisks mean something. There's always something attached to an asterisk. And I'll tell you, in the case of supplements, the biggest asterisk that's on almost every supplement bottle out there, including mine, is the one that says these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. And that's because they don't evaluate any of the statements that go on any product like that until it's out on the market. And then sometimes they'll go in and change things. But that's where you'll see an asterisk. And that's a fairly insignificant asterisk. But this asterisk is just downright funny to me. It says on the sign with the purple dino, quarter cup vegetables per serving. And then it says, this product contains a quarter cup of vegetables per serving. This is the fine print. One serving of this product does not provide a significant amount of vegetables. Yes, that's what it says. The USDA Dietary Guidelines for Americans recommend eating at least 2.5 cups of vegetables daily. This is a quarter cup. So they're basically saying that's not significant enough for the USDA. And they put that asterisk so the USDA won't say you can't put quarter cup of vegetables on your box. Now, they're giving you vegetables from cauliflower. Cauliflower fits into a chicken nugget quite nicely, and I imagine a quarter cup of vegetables and however many nuggets is a serving size is not so much that it messes up the flavor for most kids. And I guess if you're going to eat a junk food chicken nugget, having a little broccoli or a cauliflower in it is better than not having a little cauliflower in it. But hopefully you get the point. This is marketing at its finest. It is a box of propaganda trying to get you to believe that this is a healthy food that you can give to your kids who are picky but love Dino Buddies. And therefore, this is a great choice for you. Buyer beware. That's the best thing I can say in this rant. Buyer beware. Check the asterisks and check just common sense as well. If you're looking at a soda that claims to be good for you, it's probably not. There actually are a couple on the market that aren't too bad now, but the vast majority are probably not, especially from the big food manufacturers. And if you're looking at a box of packaged, formed nuggets that are, you know, however many dollars it is, $8-$9 for a 3-pound box at Costco or whatever it is. I didn't check the price. And you're thinking, hey, this is going to be a really healthy option for my kids. Probably think a little bit more about that. Anyway, for those of you who like the rants, there you go. That's my rant for today. For those of you who are new to the show, let me know if you like the rants. You can tell me by jumping on Instagram. You can hit us up at Vitality Nutrition. You can call my excellent team. And I want you guys to know this too. I'm going to spend just a second on this. I have a really great team at Vitality Nutrition. I am the, you know, face and voice of the business for sure. It is mine. I've owned it for the last 30 plus years and grew up there. But my son, Bridger, works for me. I've got a great guy, Josh, that's been there now for about 8 years, and Nola, who's been there for over 10. I've got excellent, excellent people. Even my sweet wife, Jen, works there, and she has become a very, very knowledgeable person in the 5-6 years that we've been together learning these things as well. And so we have this fantastic group of people, and one thing that happens a lot is that people hear me and think, you know, I'm the guy that has the answers and bypass or try to bypass my wonderful team at Vitality when in truth, they're pretty darn good. I get all the time, particularly in store, where people will come to me and say, hey, Jared, I really wanted to talk to you, but I got a hold of your son or I got a hold of Josh or Nola or Jen. And they were super helpful. They were able to answer all my questions. I pride myself in having a very well educated team that really does care about your health and wants to answer your questions, and they all have access to me anyway. So if they can't get the answer, we'll figure it out for you. Give us a call, 801-292-6662, or jump on the chat where it's either Bridger or myself that answers all the questions at vitalitynutrition.com. All right, now on for the rest of the show. I'm really excited to share with you some new information that I've been working on, information about some stuff I've been working on. We've been working on some new formulas. Many of you listening have tried other Vitality Nutrition products. I have multiple different brands. We're actually sort of paring that down a little bit. We're moving most things into the Vitality Nutrition brand, but I have 10-day results where you find Back on Tract, the product that helped me end up getting married to my sweetheart. If you haven't heard that story, maybe I'll tell it one day on the show. But I did tell it in the listeners community. We have Brand New Day, which is actually all shifting over to Vitality Nutrition. And then, of course, we also have Neurological Nutrition, where I have Anxiety Release and Vital Sleep, two of my very most popular formulas. So you may be aware of some of those. And if you're a fan of my formulas, you might be excited to know that we've got some new stuff coming out. If you are aware of the Vital 5 Omega 3, Vital 5 Omega 3 is our number one selling Omega 3 formula. And it's right up there with our Natural Factors Omega 3, which I think are the two best on the market. I love these products. The Vital 5 Omega 3 is only a 90 capsule bottle. And we've had quite a few people that are wanting a larger size, and we finally have addressed that. We have a 180 capsule bottle now. Saves you about $10 versus buying the bigger one or the smaller one. And it's the same great formula. It's got the astaxanthin and the CoQ10 for cardiovascular, eye and brain health, powerful antioxidants at legitimately effective doses. Plus, of course, you get about 2,000 milligrams of omega-3 per dose. So that's exciting, and that's out right now. We'll link to it in the show description. We also just introduced our Nano Silver Gel. That's our nano colloidal silver product in a gel form. We already have a nasal wash, and we have a liquid, but many people are loving colloidal silver and nano silver as a topical remedy. This is the same great silver that we have in our other or in our liquid form and our nasal wash, but as a topical, can be used for all the things. It is my favorite go-to as an alternative to something like a Neosporin or a triple antibiotic ointment, because way cleaner, for one thing, nothing in there you don't want on or in your body, and far less likely to create any of the harms that come with Neosporin. I've done shows on Neosporin and the issues with Neosporin. That's not today's show, but it's not something that I would ever use or ever have used with myself and my kids. And Nano Silver Gel is what I've always used. Now we have one in the Vitality Nutrition brand. Very, very excited to introduce that. And then the last one is a very tried and true, super popular thing that's been around forever. I talk all the time on Vitality Radio about all the years I've lived in a health food store, or nearly lived in a health food store, you know, most of my life. And apple cider vinegar has been a mainstay for all of that time. Except that it was about, I don't know, I'm going to say 15 years ago or something, that it started popping up in capsule form. And then maybe 5 years ago in gummy form. And why? Well, because most people, frankly, don't love drinking apple cider vinegar straight, but they like the idea of the health benefits. So while apple cider vinegar is a great product, and there are many good apple cider vinegar capsules on the market, there's also a similar problem with apple cider vinegar, it turns out, as there is to berberine and many of the other quite popular natural healthy remedies. If you're looking around on Amazon and Walmart.com and places like that, there have been many brands that have been busted for cheating and saying they've got it in there when they don't got it in there, or they don't have enough of it in there. These are always fly-by-night companies that you've never heard of that are almost always exclusively available on places like Walmart.com and Amazon.com and eBay, places like that, which you really need to think maybe seven times, but at least twice about buying your supplements from those types of vendors anyway for this very reason. But because of that, I decided, you know, I'm going to do my own apple cider vinegar where I can guarantee the potency and I know what's in it. 500 milligrams per capsule, made in a low heat process that retains the mother, which contains the digestive enzymes and probiotics that are naturally present and that are formed during the fermentation process of apple cider vinegar. Each capsule is equal to 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar. And like I say, we've got guaranteed potency that what I say is in there, what is on the label is on the label. My manufacturing facility is an FDA approved manufacturing facility that uses certified good manufacturing processes. Wow, I had to think for that one for a minute. Certified good manufacturing processes, CGMPs, which indicate or require that they actually follow very specific guidelines to make sure we're getting what we need. And they are also third-party tested by NSF, which is considered one of the very best third-party testing companies in the world. And so we've got all those I's dotted and T's crossed with the formulas that I bring to you. Now, I want to discuss the apple cider vinegar in just a little bit. We may go into it later and do even a bigger show on it, but I want to give you a little bit of info on it right now. Apple cider vinegar, you know, we've known for years it's this old school great remedy. We know fermented foods are good for us, and we know apple cider vinegar is a fermented food. We know about things like kombucha and kimchi and sauerkraut and so on, and that these are really, really wonderful health-promoting foods. But not everybody loves the vinegary taste of such foods. I personally love it. I think vinegar is one of my favorite things. So drinking apple cider vinegar for me, no big deal. Personally, when I'm drinking it, I mix a couple tablespoons in water with a little bit of honey. That's my go-to. I don't recommend drinking apple cider vinegar straight. I think it's just too caustic, too harsh, a little harsh on the teeth, a little harsh on the esophagus and that kind of thing. But diluting it, then I think it's a fantastic remedy. But if you're not going to drink it because you just don't like drinking it, capsules are definitely the next best thing. I was pretty leery of capsules originally, and we still don't know as much from a clinical standpoint about capsules as we do liquid. There's a lot more research on liquid, but there is some research on the key components found in apple cider vinegar in both capsule form and liquid form. And I believe we can extrapolate that while capsules may not be quite as good as liquid, they probably contain most of the benefits that the liquid has. So I think you can still do it this way. And you know, liquid is frankly cheaper, you know, $7 for a quart of liquid or something like that. But apple cider vinegar capsules aren't very expensive. I think ours are $15 for 180 capsules. So certainly a supplement that's, you know, relatively economical. So what do we know about vinegar as far as the research? Because there's a lot of hype about vinegar. And I think I don't love hype. I don't love hype about any supplements. I like evidence, and there is some good evidence with vinegar, but we have to take some of that evidence with a grain of salt because many companies like to push that evidence into the state of hype, making it sound better probably than it actually is. We do know that weight loss is one of the biggest reasons why people take apple cider vinegar, and they have very good human double-blind, placebo-controlled studies about weight loss. But it's not, you know, it's not going to let you drop 20 pounds in 2 months. This is a 12-week study, just one that I picked, that showed just shy 1.98 pounds of weight loss in the apple cider vinegar group versus the placebo group, with all other things being equal, exercise, diet, and all that kind of stuff. Over a 12-week period, 2 pounds that otherwise wouldn't have been lost. I mean, that's not even a pound a month, but it's not bad considering nothing else changed. So we do know that vinegar has some benefits with weight loss, but it's not something that you're going to take and all of a sudden, you know, lose 5 pounds that first month. It's not that. But it has excellent digestive health benefits. The primary reason I recommend apple cider vinegar capsules is for people that struggle with digestion, especially as we get older, 35, 40, 50, and up. We tend to have less stomach acid, more stomach acid. It helps us digest our food more efficiently. And apple cider vinegar contains something called acetic acid. And the acetic acid is not identical to our body's hydrochloric acid, but it's very close, and it has a very similar benefit once it's in the stomach. So when we take apple cider vinegar capsules just a few minutes before a meal, it helps to kind of reacidify the environment, which helps us to break things down. And believe it or not, that can help our bodies not have reflux or heartburn issues, because that happens more in the environment of a low acidic stomach than a high acidic stomach. And if you want to check out episode 341, I believe it is, it'll be linked in the show description to get my digestive health user's guide. You can check that out. And I talk about, you know, specifically how to do it with apple cider vinegar along with some other things. And I explain that in a little more detail there. We also know that apple cider vinegar has some real benefits with blood sugar control and reducing cholesterol and triglyceride levels. According to Healthline, they've actually done some, a little bit of digging here, and that's where I came up with the weight loss thing from the apple cider vinegar was from their article. And I will say, I said 1.98. That was actually the low end of the weight loss. It got all the way up to 7.5 pounds over a 12-week period in some people in the group. And that's obviously a big difference. So I apologize for not hitting that at the beginning. I didn't do a very good job of taking my notes there. So, we're somewhere from 2 to 7.5 pounds over a 12-week period by adding apple cider vinegar. That was the liquid, not the capsules. But we do believe, based on some of this research, that the capsules probably contain many of the same or offer many of the same benefits. And we know that because of some studies, this one in particular, a study where they used 1 gram of acetic acid. So they extracted the acetic acid from the vinegar and mixed it with olive oil. And that decreased blood sugar response by 34% in healthy adults who were eating white bread. So the glycemic index or the glycemic load that happened after a piece of white bread was reduced by 34% just by using the acetic acid in the vinegar. And that's interesting because that's the primary thing that's found in apple cider vinegar capsules, along with the quote unquote mother, the enzymes and the probiotics. But they didn't even have the enzymes and probiotics on board with this study, just the acetic acid. So at least in theory, with the enzymes and probiotics, maybe things would be even more efficient. So pretty cool. For those with type 2 diabetes, drinking a daily mix of 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar and water decreased fasting blood sugar levels by 4% after just 2 days. So there's a wide range of reasons why you might want to consider apple cider vinegar. It's a very economical supplement. There's so many different potential benefits. And then the question is, do I drink it? Do I take it in a pill form? That is up to you. I don't make an apple cider vinegar liquid and probably never will. There's plenty of them out on the market. I will say, personally, I'm avoiding Bragg's apple cider vinegar now based on who has purchased the company. And frankly, a very different shade of, vinegar yellow, whatever color that is, the vinegar is. It's not what it used to be. It doesn't even taste like it used to. I'm not sure what they're doing over there, but I know that the Hollywood owners of that product have changed things. It ain't what it used to be. So I'd probably recommend going back to your health food store if you're going to use liquid and get a brand like Dynamic Health. That's the one that we carry at Vitality in Utah, or another brand that you feel maybe is a little bit more trustworthy than Bragg's. It's a shame. Another great company going down the hill. But if you aren't going to drink the vinegar, the capsules are something you can consider. And I believe that the Vitality Nutrition brand is one that you can trust. So we've got that one available for you as well now at Vitality Nutrition and VitalityNutrition.com. Now it is time to wrap up the show with the Homeopathic Minute. Now, if you haven't heard my Homeopathic Minutes, there are about 56 single remedies in the homeopathy world that are the most common. There are a lot more than that. I think there are over 900. But 56 that people use on a regular basis. We carry all of those at Vitality Nutrition and on our website. And they're challenging to understand. And so I've been undertaking this. I have a goal of getting all 56 remedies out to you within about a year. It'll take a little longer than that because I'm only doing it about every other or every third show or something like that. But you'll be getting these homeopathic minutes. This one is on Arsenicum album. Now, Arsenicum album is an interesting one because it literally is made from arsenic, okay? And if you don't understand homeopathy, this sounds really scary. But I'm going to read it from the Dr. Homeo website, drhomeo.com. Highly recommend his website. I don't know who this guy is. In fact, I'm going to reach out to him, I think, and see if I can get him on my show because I think he's fantastic. I love his website. And so I use it a lot with these homeopathic minutes. So drhomeo.com, a very, very good site to check out. I have no affiliation with him, but I think he does good stuff. He explains it quite well. Homeopathic medicine, arsenic album, is prepared from the white oxide of metallic arsenic. A solution is prepared by diluting aqueous arsenic, that's arsenic in water. It is diluted till the point where no trace of arsenic is left behind in the solution, and it is no longer poisonous. This can then be used as a medicine to treat a wide range of diseases without any side effects. You have to keep in mind, if you're not familiar, homeopathy is done by dramatic dilution, and we're getting a very little amount or even none of the original compound, but we are getting a high-level frequency of that compound. As the body is literally electric, and frequencies really do impact us, and I thought about something when I was talking to my assistant Jessica earlier this week that I think is important. If you're familiar with the idea of EMF being a bad thing, right? Electromagnetic frequencies, radio frequencies, things like that, disrupting the body. If you're familiar with how even the energy of the moon phases works, and when the moon is full, it changes the tide, you know, that type of thing. We are 70% water, and water conducts electricity very, very well, right? If there are minerals in the water, and there are minerals in our water, in our bodies, the electrolytes and many other minerals. And so if you recognize that all of those energies impact us, either positively or negatively, but at least impact us, then why wouldn't the frequency of something also impact us? Because it's all frequency, all of it. And that's how homeopathy works, by and large, is through frequency. So we don't have to worry about Arsenicum album being arsenic, because that's where it came from. The majority of homeopathy is made from some type of thing that would normally be at least mildly toxic to the body, if not poisonous, and then diluted down. And the reason for that is to try to create a natural vibrational rebalancing of the body to help to actually balance out the areas of the body that that particular frequency can work on. These are done in homeopathic pellets, and these homeopathic pellets are dropped under the tongue. And one of the things I love about homeopathy, they taste like sugar. Kids, as a general rule, love homeopathic remedies because they're easy to take and they taste good. And they also work really well on kids. I think they tend to be more sensitive to homeopathy than adults do in many cases. So what would we use Arsenicum album for? Well, here we go. Mental complaints. And I'm going to focus here. I'll read off a bunch of reasons why it gets used. In fact, let me read off the list first, and then I want to focus on the mental complaints. It's used for anxiety, OCD, asthma, chronic fatigue syndrome, food poisoning, allergic rhinitis, stomach inflammation and ulcers, psoriasis, eczema, enlarged liver, and hepatitis. So long list. In fact, a much longer list than many homeopathic remedies. Many of them are a little more less shotgunny than this one, I guess. But I want to focus on the mental thing because I think this is really, really interesting. It's a leading remedy for treating complaints of the mind, as he puts it. It works at a deep psychological level to aid relief in cases of many mind complaints, including and specifically anxiety, fears, and obsessive compulsive disorders, OCD. Now, here's the thing that's really interesting. We have different remedy potencies for different things, and when we get into things of the mind and emotions and things like that, if it's something you've been dealing with for an extended period of time, like you kind of are an OCD kind of personality, right? And there things need to be lined up in such a way, especially if you get to the point of imbalance. Because here's the thing that I think is really interesting about all these different types. I often talk about my brain type being kind of an ADD, ADHD type of brain. But that's not necessarily a problem. It's just a it is what it is. The question is, does it rule my life, or am I able to highlight the benefits of my type of brain and the way I'm wired, for lack of a better term, or am I suffering because of it? And I believe OCD is the very same thing. People that wash their hands so often that they bleed, that's a real problem. People that have a little bit of OCD, like say that Jessica person that I recently talked about, about certain things can be really, really beneficial because she counterbalances my ADD type with her kind of OCD type and wanting things lined up in just a certain way. And it doesn't ruin her life because she's balanced in that. And ADHD doesn't ruin my life because I'm balanced in it. And that's what homeopathy is so good at, is helping us find balance within kind of who we already are and take sort of the edge off of the negatives of those things. So if you're someone who's kind of a type when it comes to the OCD, or you're an anxious type and you tend to have a lot of fears and a lot of anxieties consistently, I would recommend starting with the 200 CK dose. That's the really deep emotional dose of Arsenicum album. And I would test that out for a while and see how that goes for you. But if you're not an anxious type, but you are experiencing anxiety, that would be more like me. Generally speaking, I'm not too anxious, but I was in a hurry to get this show done today, and I was kind of stressing out. And frankly, I should have grabbed some Arsenicum album and tested it out here because I don't get anxiety that much. I usually use my anxiety release formula for that, and I get good results with that when I need it. But that's when you use the lower potency of the Arsenicum album, which would be the 30C. So hopefully that makes sense. If you're experiencing a thing and it's kind of acute, the lower potency. If it's a chronic thing that you deal with all the time, the higher potency. What he says about this is it's highly suggested for treating cases of OCD. It can actually help a person overcome the habit of like I said, frequent hand washing and things like that. It can help with the obsession of, you know, every object is dirty or carries germs. Now, he points out that specific type of OCD, but of course there's OCD about lots of different things, right? And then anxiety, people that struggle with, you know, difficulty breathing because they're so anxious, feel very aggravated because they're anxious. They deal with sleeplessness because of anxiety, that kind of thing, especially if there's fears of like financial loss or death or infection, you know, those kind of things. Arsenicum album probably makes a lot of sense and probably at that 200 CK dose. The other things that it's great for, though, cold and allergic rhinitis and hay fever, very, very effective remedy for that. In fact, I probably sell as much Arsenicum for that as anything else. It can help with food poisoning. Dr. Homeo says he has it as a first line of defense for food poisoning, resulting in significant debility, gut upset, diarrhea, things like that. I would add that nano silver is fantastic for that, and charcoal capsules. So that is a really good kind of 1-2-3 punch if you're experiencing food poisoning. So lots of other things you can do with this fantastic remedy, but those are the ones I wanted to point out for you today. And I have run out of time because I have to go get my son right now, and I wanted to get this show out to you today. So that's all for me. I hope this was helpful. I hope you enjoyed the rant. I hope you learned a few things here on Vitality Radio. That is always my hope. Thank you so much for listening to me. My name is Jared St. Clair, and this has been Vitality Radio.
You've been listening to the Vitality Radio Podcast. Enjoy your week. In the meantime, Jared will be feverishly searching for the latest nutrition info to educate you on and wading into mounds of propaganda to help steer you through it. Vitality Radio is researched and written by Jared St. Clair. Our awesome music is by Brian Bob Young. Support Vitality Radio by subscribing and giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or your favorite podcast source. Don't forget to follow us at Vitality Radio on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Please let us know your thoughts about this episode by using the hashtag Vitality Radio Podcast. And if you like what you hear, go tell somebody with a share, a screenshot, or an airdrop. Thank you.